The month of July marks a long weekend for us NRIs, especially for those of us living in North America. While these days are the equivalent of our Indian Independence and Republic days, the ways in which these long weekends are observed and celebrated in this part of the world are very different from how we used to do it back home. Amidst the hype, all the hoopla, conceptions and misconceptions, for this episode, I'm going to talk about the July long weekend and all that this little holiday stands for. So that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Since my exposure is kind of limited to US and Canada, that's where most of my observations are coming from. Also, a very large demographic of Desis is either living here or is curious about the life on this continent. So here's a little bit of a sneak peek into what the whole big deal is about when it comes to these weekends and what these weekends are known for. First and foremost, these weekends are the time when summer finally arrives in North America. Even though we all start hoping for the summer by the start of May, the winter is usually quite stubborn and it stays quite well through early and mid-June. And the start of July is when the days start getting really warm and long. Yes, by long, I mean that the sun sets at 9 p.m. or even later in some cases, and it is absolutely unreal and gorgeous. Now, here's one thing I need to tell you about weather. All through my life in Mumbai, I complained about how warm or how humid the weather was. I complained about the non-existent winters and I cringed at how yucky and suffocating our summers would get. It wasn't until I moved out of India that I realized the importance of the sun, the beauty of a bright, sweaty summer, and the joy of just generally stable weather. Sun, rain, or cool, we always saw our trees green, and throughout the year, the sun set between 6 to 7 p.m. This stability of weather is completely unheard of in the West. Here, we spend more than half of the year with less than 12 hours of daylight, and the longer these winters last, the more defeated our spirits feel. So come July is the time when the sun is shining at its brightest and everyone is outdoors, soaking it all in and making the best of these summers. And while we're at it, there's summer traditions which are a part of this culture. What tradition am I referring to? Think bhutta and pakoras with masala chai in rain. So that kind of a tradition here is barbecues. These long weekends of 1st and 4th of July are almost synonymous with barbecues. From patio parties in people's homes to open grills available in public parks, people get together with their friends and families and hold large barbecue parties. What's even more interesting is that the West has developed a whole complex cuisine around this culture. So that's one major association to the July long weekends. What else? The long weekend sales and deals and steals. If you visited this part of the world during a long weekend, or if you followed the gazillion stories on Instagram that your NRI friends and families share from their shopping escapades, you might be familiar with what I'm talking about. It's a consumer's market here, and these long weekends are sort of a marketing genius or a dream for retailers, because who doesn't like to save a couple of bucks, and when everything that we may or may not need is on sale and we're on a holiday, that just makes for a perfect combination, doesn't it? If you want proof, just go to a mall and see the lines outside a Michael Kors store or a Coach store, and you'll know what I'm talking about. So yes, these weekends are also a lot about these sales. The experience of shopping in this madness may be slightly more annoying and irrational in reality, but it is nevertheless a huge part of the long weekend culture in this part of the world. Apart from the shopping and barbecues, this is also a great time to get those summer road trips started. From the national parks to the beaches and the lakes, this is the perfect time to get active and take a very welcome break from the daily routines. Road trips bring with them their own culture of the standard fare highway rest stops, the beautiful driving experiences, and the amazing roads and freeways. While we all hope that no tickets or cops come in the way of our perfect long weekend trip, these road trips bring with them a much needed reintroduction to a change of space and a change of mindset, and of course, a perfect Instagram photo op. So, whether it is spending lots of quality time with friends and family, or getting behind the wheel and spending that quality time with yourself, these long weekends come as a celebration to all of us living here in the West. Now, it's a really interesting parallel when I look at the long weekends here compared to the holidays we get back home, and there's quite a difference. To begin with, I don't think we get any such casual holidays. Our holidays are either for festivals or they're for observing our national days like Independence or Republic Day. Now, technically, while these long weekends here are for national holidays too, there isn't any nationalistic angle to the way these days are observed. What I mean by that is that, you know how we have those flag hoisting ceremonies or how we all get together and watch the parades on TV and stuff? There's no traditions like that over here. I guess the most patriotic it gets is that people dress in blue and red or red and white because it's Instagram worthy. But I think that's as far as the patriotic narrative goes in this case. Now, while this can be looked at as probably lack of patriotism in a way, or it can be interpreted as the people forgetting the history of these nations or taking these days too lightly, I think that there's also another way to look at it in a more positive light. For the folks here, these holidays stand more for the values which make the country what it is. Values of family, values of unity, values of coming together and appreciating the good times that the country has given you. And somewhere, I do appreciate this progression. As for someone who's still used to waking up and turning on the Independence Day parades first thing in the morning on TV, I wonder if someday we too will progress into celebrating our national days with such a casual spirit. Will we be able to get to a point where we celebrate the values that our nation and our culture stand for more than the fact that we are now an independent country? Will we be able to get to a point where we start recognizing a culture that is way older and so much more than just a British occupation or the horror stories of partition? It would be really interesting to see how it turns out. As for my life here, as a foreigner trying to make sense out of the West, I have just absorbed this culture that I have seen here so far. My first year and my first long weekend, I tried to understand if there was some history associated with these days, but I came to realize that these holidays are more about the North American present day culture than about the histories or the stories that have been passed down. I started understanding the true spirit with which these holidays are meant to be celebrated, and I came to appreciate them for what they represented. The long weekends for this year have just about started, and there'll be a few more of these special days before this year ends. Let me know if you enjoyed this episode, and I'll plan a special around some of the other important days that are celebrated in this part of the world. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savan, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.